Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again. We're picking up our consideration here on the subject of peace. And I want to take a look at this, peace and contentment. I want to add that into the mix here. Peace and contentment. We live in a world that, as we've discussed on the previous broadcast and looked to the Word of God, that Jesus is our peace. And we live in a world today that there are many, many people that are not peaceful, are not pursuing a peaceful way from within the individual and families, communities, our states, our nation. The unmeek, we see a great thing of the unmeek want to dominate the people. They want to use their power to dominate people, and there is no peace from that also. And so people do not have a personal peace, and the only way to have a personal peace and eternal peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way for a family to have peace within that family is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Only way for a community, a county, a state, a nation to have peace, true peace, is only going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus is our peace, and he's the only one that can bring peace and contentment. If we have peace, and they are interconnected, one that is contented, is satisfied with where they are and what they have, having the Lord Jesus as Savior, that's the ultimate contentment, will have peace. And the peaceful, those who are peaceful, through the Lord Jesus Christ, will have contentment and be content. And so we want to take a look at a few passages in light of this, and peace and contentment. The first passage is John chapter 14, verse number 27. The Lord Jesus is specifically speaking to his disciples, to his church, there before he goes to fulfill his gospel. He speaks to the church about the giving of the Comforter, and the giving of the Comforter is a thing that the Lord promised to his church. That's the context that we find here, and so that's a misunderstood thing. Granted, the Lord does comfort all of his children, but this Holy Spirit work of the Comforter in the church is something above and beyond that. It's not a second blessing. It's not the fulfilling of salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, and it's found by repentance and faith of sinners in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his gospel, in his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of their souls. That is how Jesus saves. That's a commandment to you and me. But then the Lord has made his church his own institution, as he has always worked and dealt with mankind through the institutions. He made a new institution, that of his church, his assembly, his local assembly, and that he made a promise of the work, Holy Spirit work of the Comforter, to come in his physical stead. And so the Lord's churches have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have him with us. No less than that first church did when he was there with them physically. But now it is by virtue of the work of the Holy Spirit on Jesus' behalf and at his instruction, his direction. Always holding up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit does not promote himself. We are thankful to God for his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an it's a he, it's a person of the Trinity. And Jesus promises this comforter to his church, to his churches. But there's a principle that's here and that we want to take and a look at in John chapter 14, verse number 27. And let's see what Jesus says about this of peace and peace and contentment. He says in John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So there's so much packed into this verse, and we'll try to deal with it in this broadcast alone. But Jesus says he has peace to leave. He has that peace that he has. And how is it that Jesus had that peace? And he is our example. He came and became a man for our sakes that he might give his life on the cross of Calvary for his people, for sinners. And he has peace, and he has peace as a man. He's the God-man. But he has peace, how? By obeying the Lord, by obeying his Father. He says, "Peace I leave with you." He actually has. He is the embodiment of peace, and he can give peace to individuals. That peace is found by obeying him. First, in that call to salvation, repent and believe the gospel. Without that, you will not have peace. And then peace for the child of God is found in obedience, not living our lives for ourselves, not living our lives according to the way of the world, but according to the way that the Lord walks. He is that narrow way. Peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you. He's the giver of peace, as we've been preaching for several messages. Jesus is our peace. And listen to what he says here, "not as the world giveth." And I think that's so apropos for our situation today in our nation and what we see in the world. There are those that are taking and destroying our country and cities and inner cities, anarchists and those going against the government and destroying our country, saying that they can bring peace. But is it not interesting that every way that they turn, and then when they grab a little bit of real estate and grab a little bit of area, that the last thing that they do is bring peace? They promote a lawlessness, and they promote a lack of peace. They promote fear towards the innocent. They promise a peace, and this is the peace that the Lord Jesus says the world tries to give. And the world can't give a peace. The peace that the world gives and the way of man gives is a false peace. It will never last. It will always crumble. The way of the anarchist and the way of the mean person and the way of the rebel is going to lead ultimately to death and brings death to many. "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And so Jesus has his peace that is sure, that is found in salvation of the soul primarily first. And he takes it and he can give it. And so I ask you the question, do you want it? Do you want that peace, that lasting peace, that peace that will transcend from this time to eternity? See, that's the kind of peace that Jesus gives. A rest, a trust, a hope, a help in him, and thereby a contentment in our Lord. The Lord goes on to say here in the next sentence, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." He's able to give that peace. He has it himself. He gives it to those that trust him and rest in him and believe in him and want to follow him. He says it's not like the world peace that is maybe for a moment, maybe for a short time, but then fades away and goes away. The peace that the world promises. We have the very wealthy and the very affluent in the world and those that are, frankly, wicked men that are working in this situation that we see ourselves in the world, and very opportunistic to make the peoples of the nations fear about things and such as that. And they're playing a chess game in real life, it seems to me, because they've become tired of their wealth and the things that they can do with physical things with wealth, and now they wish to meddle amongst people. "Not as the world giveth, I give I unto you." Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This word trouble is talking about the stirring, or agitating to royal water, like children do. It's rained, the mud puddle has settled down, and I've got a grandchild that likes to just get out there in that mud puddle and stir it all up. That's that roiling, the agitating, like boiling water. He says, don't let your heart be roiled, disturbed, troubled. And we've got a lot of that going on. They say that the suicide rate presently is like triple of what it normally is. And it's terrible for people to murder themselves. It's sad. It is sad when people so despair. Why? They have no peace. They have no hope. They despair of life. And the impact of all this thing going on presently is going to have far-reaching ramifications. In that regard, the Lord Jesus says, I can give you peace. I have peace. I'm able. And it's not like the world's peace that is promised. He said, don't let your heart be all stirred, agitated, and roiled up. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And this brings the punch to it. The exact opposite of peace is fear. To be cowered back. To be uncertain about the future. And that's a way it's, if a person is honest, not having the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, what do you have regarding the future? You have just a big open chasm of uncertainty and a great big question mark. You have a question mark about the future. But you know what? The person that has repented of their sins, trusted in Christ, the Lord Jesus has saved their souls and given them that peace of their sins being paid, their stand before God Almighty and His judgment for their sins has been paid for and taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ. They have eternal peace with God, that they would be able to stand in the presence of God by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ who has saved them. They have eternal peace. Oh, we might fear about how we're going to die. We may fear the pain of dying, the length of time that it would take to die. Those are real things. But you know what? The Lord will give grace. He'll give help and strength to deal with that in its time, in its hour. And there is not a fear about eternity because the chasm has been moved away. The question mark has been moved away because who is there? Jesus, who has saved us. And indeed gives us peace. We have rest. And so I implore you, if you're under the hearing of this message, this broadcast, and you have not repented of your sins before God and believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, His resurrection, for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins and transgressions against God, we point you to Him. Repent and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He can save you today, and He gives everlasting peace. And in having peace with God, and having peace with the living of life from that time of salvation on to the time that the Lord takes you out of here, you can have contentment too, because Jesus is our peace. He gives peace. He gives contentment. He takes away the roiling trouble because of fear. And we can rest and trust in Him indeed. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.